in D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you've come to the right place. It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations. Good to have you with us. Today, even under threat of the COVID virus, the COVID-19, the coronavirus, even through all of that, we can still celebrate the best day of the week.
It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.
Friday.
What day is it?
It's Friday.
Come on. You know better. You know better than that. It's Friday. Great to have you with us. Last night, actually yesterday afternoon our time, the president did his thing, talking about the three phases of reopening America. And then you had, just after 5 o'clock, Governor Sisolak. And I learned a lot from listening to the president. I learned nothing listening to the governor. The governor gave us absolutely no clue as to when he's going to reopen the state. He says, tune in next week. It's one of the things you learn in broadcasting. You know, there's a time to tease, you know, tease ahead. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to be talking about XYZ. Well, that's what the governor essentially did. He teased that next week we're going to have metrics, we're going to have numbers, and we're going to have all of, this was Governor Sisolak. This is cut one, and this was Governor Sisolak discussing when he will open the state up and the pressure that he's faced.
A follow-up on that, do you have specific metrics in mind that you're going to be looking at? Governor Newsom does.
Yeah, I do not have specific numbers. I mean, we make charts. You can see them. I get a daily slide deck every day that deals with the issues that are most important to me. Clearly, as we do more testing and we plan to continue to do more testing, we're going to get more positives because the positives are a direct correlation to the number of tests you do. The issue I have is the infection rate, hospitalization, the intensive care, hospitalization, and ultimately ventilator use and fatalities. Those are the issues that I'm looking at. This is not going to be a political decision for me as the one to open. I don't have an exact number. I'll take a lot of advice from our medical folks and determine what's in the best interest of keeping all Nevadans safe before we decide opening up. I certainly don't want to be premature and have to come back and say, we went too fast. So we're going to take it slow and steady and listen to the doctors.
Have you gotten lobbied by trade groups and businesses urging you to open up the government soon?
I've gotten lobbied by a lot of people. I assure them, I give every one of them the same answer, that my number one focus is to protect the health and welfare of all Nevadans. And hopefully all these different special interest groups will share that same priority with me, and that's what I tell him.
Okay. That's the governor. I learned nothing. I met one of his medical advisors. But beyond that, I'm no closer. I can't give you an answer as to how close we are to reopening the economy of the state of Nevada. We're going to take a quick break. More to come as we continue. It's Friday. So we're celebrating Friday, but we're still under lockdown, so to speak. We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com, brought to you by the American Media Council.
For years now, you've heard me talking about Real Water. Hey, Kevin Wall here. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. But there's more than just great taste to Real Water. There's real science behind why it's so good. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. You see, those negative ions help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I told my friends Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10WALL, all caps, no spaces, and you'll receive a 10% discount. It doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. I know you'll love it. Trust me, you will taste and feel this difference.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. This is becoming scary for businesses and for the people that work for businesses. What is going on now? Dan Eberhardt is the CEO of Canary LLC, a Denver, Colorado-based drilling service company, and the managing partner of Eberhardt Capital. Dan, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Tell us how.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how deep a hole we're digging for ourselves as an economy.
Well, I hate to start off negative, but you know, I think we're going to come back with an economy that's 60 to 80% of the size of the one that we left. You know, the one we had on Valentine's Day. And I think that I'm also worried about us having a deflationary environment where, you know, people think asset prices might be falling. So people will be hesitant to buy a car, buy a house, buy a lake house, these kinds of things. And that can be very, very destabilizing for an economy to not have any inflation.
One of the things I've had to stop doing is checking my smartphone and seeing what the Dow is doing, what the markets are doing. Because one day it's up 400, next day it's down 300. What should I be looking at to get a handle on how good or how bad the economy is going on a given day, or should I be doing it on a given day?
Well, I think if you do it every single day, I think that you can in a time like this you can make your blood pressure go up, right? But what, you know, the good thing to think about with these companies is, you know, whatever percentage you owned of XYZ company or fund or whatever 2 months ago, you own that same percentage today. So, so if we recover as a country, you're going to enjoy that upside. So that's kind of one way to think about it. Also, I would think about, you know, in a time like this, we've just got to get through this. And once the economy opens up, and one, you know, there's going to be good news story after good news story, and this will eventually lead the markets higher. But man, we are in quite this has been quite an avalanche for our economy.
Dan Eberhardt joining us from Canary LLC. He is a managing partner of Eberhardt Capital and knows the markets, knows the economy. What did you think of the president's three-phase program to get America back started?
I was impressed with it. I've generally been impressed with the president's leadership, despite what a lot of the media has been throwing. The plan seems to be kind of careful and calculated, and allow different states to move at different speeds, which I think is the right way to go.
So, in other words, Idaho, Montana, others with very low death rates, hospitalization rates, we should essentially let them open. I think the president was saying as early as today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we need as much of this economy moving as possible, because the problem is the government and these bailouts. You know, the federal government budget for the year is $3.6 trillion. This $2 trillion stimulus, then we need more money to top up the SBA funds, which I agree with, that have been held up by the Democrats, and we're probably going to need a fourth and a fifth stimulus. Well, we're spending money that you and me are going to, Kevin, are going to be paying interest on for the next 15 years. And at some point, we've got to get over that, and we've got to help ourselves here.
Dan, there is an assumption out there that when businesses feel like they're comfortable and they can reopen, they're given the green light to reopen, that all of a sudden America will have this pent-up this whole pent-up energy to get out, to go to businesses, to go to restaurants, to go to bars. Is that necessarily so? And where does the medical part of this come in, to where people have the confidence to go out among people and not be afraid that the next person that they sit next to is going to give them coronavirus?
I think there is definitely a degree of pent up. I want to go buy this. I want to go do this. I want to go enjoy this. And that's going to happen. But the problem is the collective amount of it, when we start getting the economic data a month after this opening happens, is going to be disappointing to us and is going to weigh on the markets. You know, and as far as the medically important stuff, you know, if you change these, the, you know, restaurants operate, retail operates on a per square footage sales basis. if social distancing changes what they can do, that's going to be, you know, very alarming. I've been on calls with the National Economic Council and the White House. You know, they're thinking that something like 4 to 11% of restaurants are just not going to come back. And this kind of stuff is heartbreaking across the entire country. And it people may mentally be thinking they can flip the switch, but that's not what's going to happen. And we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that we've got an economy and a local community that economic-wise is just not as powerful as it was in the middle of February. And that's, you know, I too myself am still absorbing it, but that's what we're going to be faced with.
Dan, tell me what's going on in the state of Colorado. It's a fairly liberal state to begin with, so they may not be in sync with the president. But can you tell me what they've done there? Are you shelter in place? Are you locked down? Where are you as a state?
So they're under a generally a lockdown, but you can leave to obviously go to the grocery store or do essential things. But there's a stay-at-home order and a shelter-in-place order by Governor Polis that's in effect right now. And I think that, you know, Colorado is, you know, they say if a place is open for business, Colorado is not open for business right now, that's for sure.
And are there hot spots within your states that you know of?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's generally more so around Denver, and the rural part of Colorado is doing a little bit better, actually. And I think that we've kind of, it seems that we've flattened the curve in Denver, so to speak. But, it's been a bit scary for everybody in our community.
Again, Dan Eberhardt joining us, the CEO of Canary LLC. Tell me, look in your crystal ball if you can. Tell me what you see for America in May, in June, in July.
I see this kind of rolling start that's going to have pockets of success, but we're going to find out that the shutdown has had unintended consequences, and certain businesses, certain business lines are just going to have a lot more trouble than others getting back. Things that rely on crowds, for instance, big capital purchases, so like you and your family deciding to buy a car, deciding to buy a jet ski, some of these kind of businesses may be impacted for a much longer period, whereas things that people need and want and there's kind of pent-up demand for may actually do fairly well. But we're going to find that the government is going to need to have a few more scattered stimulus programs around, and that's going to cost us yet more money. And the other shoe that hasn't really dropped yet is these states are all spending money like crazy while their tax receipts for next year are going down, down, down as businesses are less and less profitable. So they're going to show up with their hand out wanting a bailout at some point, and that's going to cost the federal government even more money, which ultimately you and me will end up paying for in the interest expense next 10 years, 20 years of our lives.
Dan, you touched on the government and government assistance and all of that, and stimulus one and stimulus two and stimulus three, and there's going to be a four and a 4.5. I'm curious about the loan programs, the SBA loan programs that have been out there for 3 or 4 weeks now, but a lot of folks aren't seeing the money. Why is this such a struggle for government to get this money out?
Well, I too have been affected. So I have a portfolio business in Florida that has been denied funding because the fund is out of money. So I'm, upset with that, and I wish these guys would get their act together. But in general, I think the program was well-intentioned, but there wasn't enough time between when the program was when it was passed and when they tried to implement it to get everything set up. I also think the incentive structure for the banks could have been tweaked a bit to get the banks more in line with what the government wanted. And everyone was just moving so fast that some of these things just didn't happen in the correct way. But overall, I think that Trump has done an enormous amount of good in pushing this out the door, even with the hiccups we've experienced.
Let me ask you, one of the things that I miss more than anything is sports. You know, we should be in the midst of the Major League Baseball season, wrapping up the NBA playoffs and the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Is it conceivable that we could be watching sports on TV as a studio event? No fans, Arizona, Florida for the Grapefruit League teams. Is it possible that we could end up being able to see some sports on TV, at least entertain us?
Yeah, so they've, you know, I don't know if you've seen the media reporting, but there's actually been reporting around, they've had discussions around holding the entire baseball league in Phoenix in fanless games, but holding the entire league in Phoenix and then using the different spring training facilities for the games. And I've, you know, been, every time a sport came out and said we canceled for the season, it's been crushing for me. I feel like they, you know, the president could have gotten everybody indoors at the very beginning of this if he said, all right, there's going to be no college football if people leave the house the next 2 weeks. I think the whole country would have sheltered in place immediately. We wouldn't have all this cheating going on.
Yeah. Dan, hey, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. And be safe and take care of your money, my friend.
I'm trying. Thanks for having me back, and good luck to you and your family.
There you go. Dan Eberhardt, the CEO of Canary LLC, a Denver-based drilling service company, and the managing partner of Eberhardt Capital. He deals with money. Stick around. Coming up, this is going to be good. The governor spoke, but he didn't really say anything. We'll let you be the judge. Maybe I'm just dense. Maybe I'm just missing the point. But I listened to about 20 minutes of the Governor Sisolak, and I got to tell you, I don't know any more now than I did then. Talk about it. Stick around, more to do. It's Friday. It is live and local. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
You know, for years here on the Nevada Talk Network, people have heard me talking about Lee and Leanne Anderson over at Anderson's Food Town. It is the only locally owned grocery store in Ely, and they are going the extra mile during these troubling times to make sure they can get you taken care of. They can get your grocery and food orders together. You can still get the best meat in Ely at Anderson's Food Town. They also fresh cut meats, poultry, fresh produce as well, all your grocery and household items, and they will deliver them directly to your home. Give them a call at 775-289-8844. Place your order for pickup or delivery, and of course, their deli sandwiches and soup, always available for delivery as well. Anderson's Food Town, 775-289-8844, 775-289-8844. 8844, and tell Lee and Leanna we said hi.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Congress continues to clash when it comes to providing more money to the popular Paycheck Protection Program that's a key element of the coronavirus economic stimulus package. The Small Business Loan Program ran out of funds yesterday. Republicans and Democrats have tried to pass more funds on unanimous consent, but they haven't reached a deal that the two sides can agree on. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says it's exasperating.
I don't know why the Congress isn't getting going and just replenishing this. $250 billion. And we flagged it ahead of time because the program has been a terrific success.
A federal judge rejecting Trump ally Roger Stone's motion for a new trial. He had claimed there was jury misconduct, but the judge says his legal team failed to show if any bias played a role in the verdict. And this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
A virtual vote for the NASCAR Hall of Fame? I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today, Midday.
Now we're easy top 10 car.
Before you dive into the race weekend, get up to speed with MRN Out Loud.
That is what makes an extraordinary team.
I'm Woody Kane, inviting you to join me every Thursday as we talk to NASCAR drivers and crew chiefs about the coming weekend's race.
There's a lot that we've been working on.
And let you know when and where to hear MRN's coverage from the track.
It's one of the older race surfaces we go to.
Gear up for the race when you catch MRN Out Loud, streaming every Thursday at MRN.com or wherever great podcasts are found.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-242-1706. 800-242-1706.
After the NASCAR Hall of Fame announced five new nominees for the class of 2021 last week, Executive Director Winston Kelly says there's a chance the voting panel could convene digitally depending on the status of stay-home orders when the debate and discussion process begins.
Our preference is to have a vote in person like we have in the past, where fans can be a part of that. If that is not a reality, we could look at a virtual voting process. We could look at a hybrid where those who could be in person and those who would dial in. So, you know, those are all options.
The new nominees include Dale Earnhardt Jr., Carl Edwards, and Jeff Burton, along with pioneers Jake Elder and Banjo Matthews. Kelly is a guest on this week's MRN Out Loud podcast at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today Midday on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Thank God it's Friday! Rocket Man!
So good to have you with us.
I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
Everybody wondering when we're gonna reopen our economy here in the state of Nevada and around the country. It was really weird because we had an opportunity to compare and contrast the president's message, three phases, very clearly laid out, and then the governor's message, which was, talk to us next week. We'll try and have metrics and we'll have data and we'll try and do that next week. It was wholly unsatisfying for me because I'm looking for an answer. Are we going to be able to reopen in May? Early May? Late May? June? July? August? Open up in September? We don't know. That's the problem. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now,
brought to you by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Just $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and $529 for a family that's mom and dad and all the kids. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Okay, I want you to hear long form from the governor, because I found it interesting that after listening to the president, the message was cogent, it was succinct, it's three phases, here's when your state will be eligible. It was really concise and to the point. And from the governor, all I got was, well, we're looking at it and we're studying it, and my medical experts are better than the mayor's. It was just bizarre. Anyway, this is the governor yesterday.
And just one last reminder, we've got someone who's got their microphone off on the phone line. So if you could please mute your microphone at this time, the governor will begin shortly.
Excuse me. Good evening. Thank you all for being here and joining us. Those of you that are watching us being live streamed or on the TV or what have you, thanks for having us, joining us this afternoon. I want to direct you, as we begin this presentation, to the Nevada Health Response website. That is nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. There you can find a copy of the Daily Situation Report. I will be referencing some of those numbers on the slides during this presentation, but the Daily Situation Report has a lot more detail that you might find interesting. So once again, it's nvhealthresponse.nv.gov. I know that this is an anxious time for everyone in the state of Nevada. We've been dealt a bad hand here, and the whole country has been dealt a bad hand. I understand how difficult it is to comply with the measures that we have put in place. I don't like it any more than you do, believe me, but I appreciate your assistance. But guided by the medical experts, these were necessary steps to take to protect lives. And here's the good news. The numbers I've been sharing with you show that Nevada has been doing a great job.
Excuse me, if you're on the phone line, could you please mute your microphone? We're getting some feedback in the room.
Sure, thank you.
This slide is Nevada COVID-19 Community Mobility Report from Google, produced earlier in the week. This data compares to a normal week before COVID-19 crisis began compared to now. What this tells me, and the experts who are advising me, is that Nevada is doing a really great job at staying home for Nevada. It is working. There are other examples out there to reinforce this, but I wanted to show you this one. Nevadans, you are doing it. You're doing a great job, and it is helping. It is saving lives. So by many metrics, we're on the map for being one of the best states at taking social distancing seriously. And no one should be surprised, because when you stay home for Nevada, you do it for your neighbors, your family, and your community. But because you have all done such a good job, I know many are asking, when can Nevada open back up for business? No one wants to get back to business more than I do. We are a proud state. We are a hardworking state. Nevadans take pride in bringing home a paycheck, paying for the kids to be the first in their family to go to college, having a job that provides health care for their loved ones. We're a state that works hard to earn the dollars that we make. We like showing up to work every day. I mentioned the other day that my dad lost his job when I was younger. I said our lives were never the same. When I say that, I mean that I get your anxieties, your sleepless nights, the pressures that are weighing down on all of you. I take this seriously, very seriously. And I know you do too. And it shows in these numbers, it shows in the results you're beginning to produce. As your governor, I can assure you that we're working on the strongest plan possible to reopen our businesses and our communities, one that will focus on putting the health and safety of Nevadans and sets us up for a strong economic recovery. Never in our history has Nevada and other states faced complete closures of this magnitude. So our reopening plan has to be thoughtfully constructed and well vetted. This plan is being developed based on modeling and projections, health risk assessments, review of testing capacity, and more. It's not as easy as flipping a switch, but I'm confident that Nevadans working with me on this and their commitment to getting this right. This has never been done before. We're working our way through it, and we need your help to work our way through it. If we reopen and we're not ready with the best plan possible, all the incredible work that you've done, all the hard work that you've done to this point will be wasted, and we will run the risk of hurting the economy even more. As soon as we finalize our state-specific approach to gradually getting back to our normal lives, I will be right here telling you exactly how we're going to do it. I have been honest with the public all along, and that is not going to change now. Next week, I'll be here again giving you an update on some of the modeling and projections we've been reviewing and what they mean for our state, in addition to some criteria and metrics that will have to be in place before our phased-in approach begins. So next week, we'll be able to provide you with more detail as it relates to our modeling, metrics, and criteria that are going to be necessary to be accomplished before we move forward. This is worth getting right. And there are a number of factors experts are advising me on to define what that timeline looks like. Now, I'm going to have Dr. Mark Pandori from Nevada State Public Health Laboratory give an update on our testing situation. Dr. Pandori has served as a chief or director of public health laboratories since 2005, including serving as a director of public health laboratories for San Francisco and also in Alameda County, California. He holds a PhD in biomedical science with an emphasis in virology, and he is board certified as a high complexity laboratory director through the American Association of Bioanalysis. He joined the Nevada State Public Health Laboratory about 6 months ago and has already shown himself to be a tremendous asset to our state. Great news, because we know that increasing our COVID-19 testing volume is one of our immediate and long-term goals, and doing so is challenging, as has been demonstrated by my colleagues across the country. There is a number of reasons why, including a scarcity of available resources due to the competing demand domestically and worldwide. We've had issues gaining access to collection and testing kits. These are the swabs that medical professionals use to collect a sample from patients who are exhibiting symptoms of COVID. As you can imagine, those swabs have become very hard to find. But Dr. Pandori's lab has come up with some groundbreaking solutions when it comes to the collection kits. So I'll let him go into detail on that soon. And I have to add that just yesterday, I was on an all-governors call. And Nevada is so far ahead of the game when it comes to innovation because of all the work Dr. Pandori and leaders across the state are doing. Today, I was on an all-governors call with the president. And I don't want to call out some of my colleagues who had no idea you could manufacture the swabs that Dr. Pandori has been manufacturing for over a month. He has been on the cutting edge of this, and he's going to be able to show you the swabs, the testing kit, and exactly how the procedure is done. So before I introduce Dr. Pandori, I want to quickly address a topic that has come up recently, and that is the issue of racial equity or inequity when it comes to COVID-19, another issue faced by states across the nation. From the limited data we have so far at the state level on the demographics of those tested for COVID-19, we know Nevada's populations facing socioeconomic disadvantages, including Hispanics, Black, African Americans, and tribal communities, are not being tested for COVID-19 at the same rate as other populations. For me, that is a big problem, and we will have to work to correct that problem. So when the federal government sent us the rapid tests called the Abbott testing machines to governors across the nation, I immediately made my decision to send those testing kits to local health authorities in Clark County, Washoe County, Carson City, Winnemucca, and Elko. These rapid tests can go into populations who previously may not have had access to testing. These tests will be administered in partnership with the federally qualified health centers in those areas, who can also provide other healthcare services for the individuals tested if necessary. This doesn't solve the inequality that we have in our healthcare system, not just testing, our entire healthcare system. We have a lot of work to do here. This is a priority for my Department of Health and Human Services. This is a priority for my administration, and this is a priority for me. Because this virus doesn't care about your socioeconomic status. It's going to spread. So when we make sure there is access for everyone, we are all going to do better. This isn't going to fix everything, but there's a start to make sure these guests get to people who need it most.
So we really don't know what the governor's going to come up with. He says, check back with me in a week. What's he been doing for the last week? When all the other governors are coming, you know, Gavin Newsom. Even Gavin Newsom from the People's Republic of California has a plan. And this governor says, no, we don't really have a plan yet. We're still trying to nail down the metrics and blah, 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 blah. I'll be honest with you. I am not confident about this governor. That this governor seems overmatched, overwhelmed by the immensity of what's going on. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Coming up. A lot going on yesterday. The president broke down his three-phase plan. I'm gonna let you hear the president. You've already heard from the governor. See the difference in those two. One has a plan. The other one says, call me back in a week. I might have a plan. I might have metrics. Anyway, we'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
A message from our friends at Grease Monkey. You know, they are suffering just like we are through this COVID-19 pandemic shutdown of all non-essential businesses, and they are still open, but they recognize that a lot of you aren't making your travel to Wendover like you would be with so many businesses closed up there. But they're ready to serve you when you can, and if by chance you're on the way up to Salt Lake City or other places and you have problems, please stop by and see Grease Monkey. They'll take care of your car. They're at Beaumark Station, 801 Florence Way, 775-664-4229, 775-664-4229, and when you go by or stop by, tell them that we sent you by, would you please, KELY and the Nevada Talk Network, that's Grease Monkey in Wendover, 775-664-4229, and be safe.
Thanks for listening to Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates from the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For over 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, and Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you're listening to KNNT 98.5 FM. In Hawthorne, Nevada, you're hearing us on KAVB 98.7 FM. In Fallon, you're listening to KNVR 102.5 FM. In the Amargosa Valley, you're hearing us over KPKK 101.1 FM. And in Pahrump, you're listening to us on KPVM Television, channel 25.6. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
We encourage you to participate in the gift card challenge.
These days, we all probably know of a local business that is struggling to adapt to the current realities. Here's a small way that you can help.
Announcing the gift card challenge.
If you're able, think of your favorite local business and then buy a gift card today.
Buy it online or pledge to buy one as soon as you can.
Every little bit will help.
Restaurants have takeout or delivery. Many businesses have online shopping options.
Participate in the gift card challenge today.
Buy a gift card.
Any amount and show your support for our local businesses in this time of need.
Keep it for yourself to use at a later date or pass it along to someone you know that's on the front lines doing what they can to keep us all safe.
Make the pledge and buy a gift card today.
Participate in the gift card challenge.
Post and tag the business you selected on social media and challenge your friends and neighbors to do the same.
Working together, one card at a time, we can all make a difference.
Hashtag gift card challenge. Learn more at giftcardchallenge.org.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Wanna care. I wanna feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
The president, as contrasted by the governor. The governor, we learned nothing. This is what the president did yesterday at the White House.
Therefore, my administration is issuing new federal guidelines that will allow governors to take a phased and deliberate approach to reopening their individual states. I've dealt with them now a long time, and we've had a great relationship. Democrat, Republican, the relationship has been good. This strategy is based on hard, verifiable data. I want to thank Dr. Birx for her incredible leadership in crafting these guidelines in consultation with scientists, experts, and medical professionals across government. Dr. Birx will explain the guidelines in more detail in a few moments. Our approach outlines three phases in restoring our economic life. We are not opening all at once, but one careful step at a time. And some states will be able to open up sooner than others. Some states are not in the kind of trouble that others are in. Now that we have passed the peak in new cases, we're starting our life again. We're starting rejuvenation of our economy again in a safe and structured and very responsible fashion. Our strategy will continue to protect senior citizens and other vulnerable populations while allowing military and other groups of incredibly talented people to go about their real business and the business they're supposed to be hard at work at doing, and nobody does it better. Our military is the greatest anywhere in the world, and we're so thankful for what they've done. Healthy Americans will now be able to return to work as conditions on the ground allow. Instead of a blanket shutdown, we will pursue a focus on sheltering the highest risk individuals, so important. We're establishing clear scientific metric and benchmarks on testing, new case growth and hospital capacity that must be met before advancing to each phase. And that's each phase specifically. in the reopening of our country. This is a gradual process. As the caseload in a state continues to go down, restrictions can continue to be eased and come off. Throughout the process, citizens will continue to be called upon to use all of their weapons in this war, vigorous hygiene, teleworking when possible, staying at home if you feel sick, maintaining social distance, sanitizing commonly used surfaces, and being highly conscious of their surroundings. Those are our weapons, and they're very powerful weapons indeed. Governors will be empowered to tailor an approach that meets the diverse circumstances of their own states. Every state is very different. They're all beautiful. We love them all, but they're very, very different. If they need to remain closed, we will allow them to do that. And if they believe it is time to reopen, we will provide them the freedom and guidance to accomplish that task, and very, very quickly, depending on what they want to do. We are also encouraging states to work together to harmonize their regional efforts. We'll have numerous cases where states have worked and will be working very, very closely together. As we reopen, we know that there will be continued hardships and challenges ahead. Our goal will be to quickly identify and address any outbreaks and put them out rapidly. If the virus returns in the fall, as some scientists think it may, possibly, these guidelines will ensure that our country is up and running so that we can likewise put it out quickly.
The president, I thought, was thoughtful, but aggressive. If you look at the three phases, you can tell essentially where the state of Nevada will come into this, where entire communities, counties that have been virtually unaffected by the coronavirus, by COVID-19, they haven't even been touched by it. We'll talk about that coming up. Also coming up, what about for the People's Republic of California, our neighbors? Tom Del Beccaro, the former chair of the California Republican Party, will join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. He has a new column out at Fox News, Coronavirus in California. Shutdown worsens revenue woes. So guess what's coming next? Oh, you got to know what that's all about. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.